Heading into the weekend, and on a Friday morning at this time, we catch up with Jaden Forster from Celebrity Lane to look at what's happening in the world of entertainment. Jaden, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Facebook, you know, we always seem to hear both sides of the equation. Some people love it, but there is a dark side to it as well, and that's certainly come to fore in the aftermath of the passing of a couple of sporting icons' daughter.
That's right. So this is Jamie Curry that we refer to here, the 33-year-old daughter of Lisa Curry and her ex-husband, Grant Kenny. Obviously, she passed away on Monday, but in the wake of all of that, some just absolute scumbags set up this fake GoFundMe page and cloned her current husband, Mark Tabone's Facebook account. And in the process of all of that, they were sort of soliciting donations on the couple's behalf. It was all fake. It had absolutely nothing to do with Lisa or Mark or even her ex-husband. So, you know, in the grips of dealing with the horrendous loss of their daughter, they had to then go on their social media and tell everybody that we aren't soliciting donations. It's not us. Don't accept it. Don't reply. Don't accept any friend requests from this Facebook account. And thankfully, Facebook has, well, it seems to be the case anyway, that they have acted and taken that fake Facebook account down and also removed that fake fundraising page as well. So obviously, a lot of the times, there are quite a number of times where they're not always that quick to remove horrible or contentious content from their platform. So I guess, you know, sort of give them credit where credit's due here, if that's the case. But yeah, good to hear that that's been taken down anyway.
We've seen events falling like ninepins over the past several months because of the pandemic. What's the latest with Melbourne's Carol by Candlelights?
Well, Channel 9 indicated at their big programming announcement for about the next 15 months or so into next year and for the rest of this year on Wednesday that event, Vision Australia's Carols by Candlelight, would be part of their lineup for this year and for next year. Just sort of a bit curious as to what the broadcast would entail this year. I got in touch with them yesterday and I can tell you that Vision Australia and Channel 9, they are working to stage the event at the Sydney Meyer Music in December. They're certainly hopeful that they can do that with some sort of a limited crowd. And given the government's sort of roadmap out of lockdown for Metro Melbourne, that's certainly possible given that outdoor entertainment venues should, all things going to plan, be able to open up with restrictions in place by the end of November. But I guess in terms of the Maya Music Bowl, that sort of really depends on whether the government actually classifies the Music Bowl as an outdoor venue.
Yeah, okay, interesting. Yeah, we've had Carols by Candlelight, a couple of events actually cancelled here, which is disappointing. And just apropos the roadmap out, I've got Talking Heads, The Road to Nowhere, coming up soon, which I think a few people still feel a bit like it. But anyway, and if you've got a bit of spare dough in the old Skyrocket, mate, heaps of film and TV memorabilia going up for auction next month.
It is. This is really, really exciting. So Mr. Movies, Bill Collins, who passed away earlier in the year, his wife, Joan Collins, not the Joan Collins, but a Joan Collins, is pushing ahead with their plans to auction off thousands of items of film and TV memorabilia that he owned from late October through to the end of November through Theodore's Auctions online. And there's everything from autographed headshots to a whole heap of laser discs and a whole lot more. But one sort of big item that's of particular interest to me and probably a lot of people are his spectacles, those really distinctive broad-rimmed black glasses that he wore or would always wear on Foxtel and other networks when he did his thing. So that's just one of the big ticket items that's up for grabs there through that auction, which kicks off. You can actually bid now, but it all kicks off roughly from the 18th of October and runs through until the end of November.
Yeah, well, God rest his soul, but he's not going to need the glasses. So, yeah, why not have a dip at them? I actually went to a wake in Ireland and there was the lady laid out as they did in the front room and she had glasses on and I thought to myself, yeah, it was a bit ironic because they're probably not required at this particular stage. Anyway, on that happy note, we will say farewell and talk again next week. Jaden, have a great week.
You too. Catch you then. Yes.